This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Since 1937, young men and boys in the Albuquerque area have been making music together as part of the Albuquerque Boy Choir, one of the longest-running music organizations in New Mexico. The choir will present its spring concert next Saturday night, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown. With us this morning is the artistic director of the Albuquerque Boy Choir, Ed Torres. Ed, it's great to have you here again.
It's great to be here. It's always good to be able to talk about our program with the community at large.
It's called the Albuquerque Boy Choir, but in fact, it is several choirs.
It is, in fact, several choirs. We have four choirs. The cadet choir are the youngest children who are maybe interested in singing and haven't had any experience at all, 5, 6, 7-year-olds. Then we have the chorister choir, which is 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. By the time they reach the age of 10, that's when we start to hear that golden boy voice, and that's when they can audition for the concert choir. And the concert choir is what you would typically hear when you think about, for instance, the American Boy Choir or those choirs as well. And then after that, several years ago, we decided we wanted to keep the young men, that their voices had changed. So we started a young men's ensemble called Cantamos. And most of them have been in the choir for up to 12 years.
All four are going to be involved in the concert on May 18th.
That is correct. We will have a section that each of the choirs will perform in. And then they do combine all together, and we do a couple of songs that we sing when we go to camp in the fall. And so we learn these songs together, and we sing them at the end of our concerts, and it's kind of a joyful experience.
I'm going to assume that the music is wide-ranging in terms of genre.
We try to do music from all different genres. We want them to have the historical value of early Renaissance music all the way through classical and neoclassical music, romantic era. But we also try to throw jazz in there, and we try to throw musical theater in there. For instance, the concert choir is doing a 4-part arrangement of Over the Rainbow, which is very jazzy, has a lot of real tight chords with added sevenths and ninths in it. It's a gorgeous piece of music. And then on the other end, we're singing a Holst piece, a Magnificat that Holst wrote. We're doing some folk songs as well, like Danny Boy. And so there is truly a real mix of music in there.
The TV show Glee has had quite an influence over choirs and choruses around the country. Any choreography?
Actually, our chorister group is doing selections from Oklahoma, and it is choreographed. So it's really fun to watch these kids move and do some different things like that as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun for the audience. There is a tour coming up.
Yes.
Share with us what that is.
Our choirs typically go on a tour every year, and probably some people have seen the boys out selling their raffle tickets. They are earning money to be able to go on these tours. Last year, we went on a tour to New York City, where we got to sing in Trinity Church, and we got to sing in St. John Divine. Beautiful places to sing. This year, we're going to San Antonio, Texas, where we'll be singing at several different locations on the way there. We're actually doing a bus tour this time. So we'll be stopping off in Lubbock, and we'll be heading on down. It'll be a lot of fun. A nice 5 days on the bus with the boys.
Road trip.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Ed Torres leads the Albuquerque Boy Choir in its spring concert next Saturday night, May 18th at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church, 215 Locust Northeast in downtown Albuquerque. For ticket information and for information about the choir, go to abqboychoir.org. Ed, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, no problem. I thoroughly enjoyed this. This is a lot of fun.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.